Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Stone reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Stone moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up beyond first. Morgan can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Stone scores. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Walker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Harder moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Harder moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harder scores. Porter scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harder hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wyatt catches it and throws to first to double up Montague. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Porter scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Art Herring now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stone strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Montague moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Izzy Goldstein now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Montague scores. Harder moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Izzy Goldstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldstein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Goldstein reaches second base with a double. Hayworth moves to third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. Goldstein scores. It's 7-5, Indians. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Rogel steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com bunts towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Com for the out. Morgan moves to third. Myatt moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel has Morgan trapped. There's the throw to Hayworth and over to Richardson, who tags Morgan for the out. Myatt moves to third. Montague moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Montague scores. It's 9-5, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6 Indians. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hoxett. Cecil moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-6, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmek for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Hogsett reaches second base with a double. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hogsett moves to third. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hogsett scores. 2 outs. It's 10-7, Indians. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stone moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Montague fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. JoJo White pinch hits for Nolan Richardson. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.